Namaste. My name is Will Zimmer. I'm an international meditation master. Today, I want to speak about new dating strategies that will work. The first is very simple. Try to be the very best you. Just to be normal might not work so well, okay? Before you date, ask yourself what you want. Do you want fun? Do you want to impress? Do you want to have sex? Or want just to dance with her, and so on. With your intention, you ground yourself, and then you are more focused. But I don't would put myself too much under pressure. For the first dating of a new person, what you don't know is just to have fun enough. That relaxes more and more, then you have more fun, it's easier. Then, next point is exercise your body before you go to a date. That relaxes you more. Or meditate, so that you build up more self-esteem. The happier you are, so easier is a dating. If you are overconfident, then it looks like that you are an ass. Okay, you know what I mean. Make it very simple. Tell how you have failed and make jokes out of it. This will break the ice. If you have too less confident or confidence, then make just this exercise every morning and also before you go to the date. Just go to a mirror in the bathroom and imagine in the mirror is your darling and close your eyes and let your darling tell how great you are, what you like, what she likes on you. So for 2 or 3 minutes you make this exercise and then open your eyes. You see, you have built up much more self-esteem and maybe you love yourself more, and that is great. Then buy a dating MP3. I had notes from Dr. Steve G. Jones. We'll do it. And hear it every night and when you go sleeping, so that you sleep with this hypnosis MP3. And this for 1 month, it will change your attitude. And hypnosis is the most effective to change your attitude. And I can make this also for you. I'm also a certified hypnotist, even from Dr. Steve G. Jones. If you have certain problems, then we address this in the MP3, and then it will disappear. No? Okay. Present your best version of yourself, also physically and emotionally. Physically means that you match up with the clothes of your dating mate. It's important, and don't as with clean clothes and iron and so on. And normally I don't do that, and that is my weak point. No? Okay, today I'm back up, and so you should present yourself also. Keep it positive and easy that you make jokes and so on. Don't become seriously. Because both of you want to be entertained. And then have interest in that person. Ask genuine question. Because everybody likes to tell something from themselves. And then you can follow up. It's easier to break the ice. look what you want. If you don't like that person, then keep it short and go. But if it's just you dislike one behavior, just let it so and go on. We are not all perfect. Maybe this is a behavior, and watch out. We are not the best. And the next thing is have some strategies to break the ice. That you ask funny questions and so on. And you don't have to apply that. You have them all the time in your mind if nothing is working and so on. Then don't be cool. Be vulnerable. This is important. Imagine you are out with an overcool guy and the next night you're out with a sensitive guy who shows how he loves you. Which guy you would prefer? Overcool and sneaky and so on. It's superficial. You want intimacy, and with an overcool guy, you can't have that. Then be persistent. Not everything is working good the first date. This does mean that you write SMS every minute or so, or every hour. This means that you follow up after 1 or 2 days and you ask, how was this night? Can you have a next date? And so on. But don't be pushy. Don't be aggressively. Just ask friendly and so on. Tell what you like on her and so on. And for men, this is very crucial to understand. The men should start with the intimacy. Because we are the men. Okay, simple, no? And if she likes that, she will show that. And if she doesn't like that, then say, yeah, sorry, and let it. And don't ask for permissions. If I ask, can I kiss you? It's just stupid, kiss her. And then you will see the reaction. In other case, you tune in that person and you know if the person likes it or not. Just feel what the person needs and give that. And just here, touch here, and so on. And if you can go closer, you can go closer and you feel if he's getting an attention or if he's relaxed and likes that. And you have to do it. You have to start. Not that better. And not here, can I kiss you? Can you? Can I sit with you? Try it. If she doesn't like it, she will show that to you. Okay. The other thing is, will never work from 10 dates. If you don't do it, if you don't start, you will have one time a chance. The other times you will have 9 times more chance. And that's why I say always, every dating expert, you have to start. Okay. And have fun with it. Thank you that I could speak to you. And bye.